Carpenter and Rothman's NFL Picks.
Brought to you by your Central Ohio Chevy dealers. Find new roads at your Central Ohio Chevy dealers.
All right, let me tell you this. For the first time, I don't know if you guys know this, for the first time in NFL history, both the New England Patriots and the New Orleans Saints are playing on Wild Card Weekend.
Wow.
Like, it never fell that way. Even when the Saints sucked forever and the Patriots sucked forever, like, and then they were great. Like, they've never been just good.
They've either been great or not in.
The Saints, I mean, they're the first team in NFL history to not get a bye after being 13-3.
That doesn't even make sense.
I know, man.
Like, people talk about how competitive the NFC was. I feel so bad because this was supposed to be the Saints' year. They went 13 games, Roth. They can't even get a stinking bye.
I know. I think if I remember back correctly, was I Saints and Chiefs Super Bowl? Were we the same Super Bowl?
I picked Saints and Chiefs.
I think we're Saints Chiefs.
So I remember saying on Get Up without D Ford, that will be the difference without the offsides.
All right, so here we go. And so the Saints are the big victim of circumstance, considering that 13-3 record. The Patriots, they blew it themselves. When you lose to the Dolphins, you get what you deserve, and that's what they got. So let's start with the Saturday afternoon game, first game, Buffalo at Houston. Houston -3. Boy, I really want to take the Bills here. I do, and it's a tough one. Now, J.J. Watt, Will Fuller, what do we expect? I think that's a big deal.
Will Fuller's huge because he allows DeAndre Hopkins to get open because of his speed over the top.
Buffalo money right now, like in Vegas, like a lot of his Buffalo money.
And I don't know if that's good or bad. Who's worse, Rothman, the fool or the fool that follows? I'm going to go, I think the Bills win this game, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think just the way it's set up, the defense for Houston isn't great. I think J.J. Watt will have some of an impact, but, dude, he's 2 months off a torn pec. Like, reconstructed. Yeah. Like, that's not how it works.
I think you got a good team getting 3 points. I believe in Allen. It's a flip, but I'm going to take the points.
He played pretty well against the Patriots.
He did. And I think they're more than what people are giving them. I like them. Both of us, Buffalo +3.
Yep. Give me the 3.
All right. Tennessee at New England. Patriots lane 4.5.
I can't believe I'm doing all dogs go to heaven in the AFC. But listen, give me 4 points. I think Houston wins, or I think Tennessee wins this straight up. Last 2 years.
There's a part of me.
Last 2 years, Bill Belichick has lost 9 games. Mm-hmm. In 2 seasons, he's lost 9 games. 4 of those games have been to his former coaches or players. We're talking about Brian Flores, Miami Dolphins, Matt Patricia last year at the Lions.
Okay,
Bill O'Brien, they're good. Mike Vrabel last year. And Vrabes is back.
Yeah. Boy, I'll tell you, there's a part of me that believes that New England will not lose the game. I can't see them losing 2 in a row at home, but they are not the same. I've been saying it for weeks.
You see what Derrick Henry looks like when he runs the football?
I know. Believe me, I had him a couple of years in fantasy. I'm looking for this guy again. I would say that you got to take the points. You absolutely do. I'll buy into
the money line this thing, man.
I don't know if we get enough value there. I'll give you what we'll get on Buffalo and Tennessee just winning outright.
Ooh.
But those are pretty scary.
All right, so
we're both going to take Tennessee +4.5. Sunday, Vikes, Saints -8.
Ooh, that's big.
It's a big number because it crosses the threshold. If this was 6.5, even 7, I'm on the Saints all day long. The Saints are winning this game.
Yes.
It pains me to say this. Forget about Minneapolis Miracle and Revenge. They don't need that. They don't. Saints are a better team. Dalvin's back, and that means Cousins won't have to carry the offense. But how healthy is he?
It's a shoulder. He'll be fine. I think him being back is what the reason why I'm going to take those points.
I am too.
I don't think there's enough.
Yeah, there's enough competition in the Vikes. They're not a pushover, and you're giving them 8.
Even if they're down at the end of the game, it's going to tighten up to one score. It'll be a one score game.
Boy, I know Minnesota's been undervalued this year, but Saints are 11-5 against the number. They've looked really good, and I think you got to take the 8, though. It just crosses the threshold. Seattle at Philly. Philly is the dog, so the Seattle's lane 2.5. Whew. They played earlier this year, right? Didn't Seattle go in there and beat them?
I believe that is accurate.
What was
now
the game?
That, now, that was with Rashad Penny. That's when they were healthy.
Yeah, but, dude, did you see Marshawn Lynch? Looks good.
Yeah, they won 17-9 at Philly.
The Skittle Monster is back, and he's ready to go.
Listen, the Vikings would have been playing at Seattle if Seattle wouldn't have taken a delay of game penalty at the end of the game when they're on the 2-yard line, whatever it is. That is the worst mistake ever. We'd be going to Seattle and not New Orleans. But I'm looking back at the stats here of that game, 17-9. Carson Wentz, 33 of 45, one TD, two picks. Russell had a TD and a pick, only threw for 200, but they had Rashad Penny, $1.29.
But I'm telling you, Marshawn Lynch, he looked good against a good Niners defensive line.
Yeah.
I didn't think he'd have that much burst, man. Like, he looked like he still had juice in those old legs. Taste the rainbow.
We are going to be lockstep on this whole deal, aren't we? So you're going to take Seattle.
Yeah.
All right. I will, too.
And we haven't even brought in the fact that the Eagles, this is like the Eagles with the clipped wings.
Mm-hmm.
Like who are their
weapons? Well, they're injured now.
Yes,
there is injured. Now all of a sudden they are.
This is a wingless Eagle.
Yeah,
like, it's amazing. Carson Wentz has done a great job. Miles Sanders is like in Goddard are like their only two weapons. Like double team both of those guys. I will let anyone else beat me, not those two.
All right, so there you go. Three dogs and a favorite, and we don't take the home dog. That's the funny part. Like, of all the dogs, we did not take the home one. That's the weird thing.
Because there's a reason why they're a home dog.
I know. I get it. All right.
If they were healthy, I would.